Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Isotope, makers of Spire Studio, the simple, all-in-one recording system that lets musicians record, mix, and share songs in professional quality from anywhere. Learn more at spire.live.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I love Southwest, and I had a really good day.
Good.
What was that, Stephen?
I love South by Southwest, and I had a really good day.
Yay.
With Bob, you never know when it's when you start recording.
Just assume always. Do you have a great day?
Yeah, I had a fantastic day. What is this? I have no idea. It's Thursday.
Thursday.
So for us, it's day four of the festival. And what I found today was I'm really happy with the job I did of alternating between incredibly rousing and inspirational and joyous music of triumph, interspersed with incredibly crushingly sad, beautiful songs of pain.
So who is a good song of pain person?
A good song of pain, I mean, the three of us, Bob, Robin, and myself, were all at this woman who records under the name Many Rooms.
Independently showed up at the same venue.
Without any, there was no collusion. we just all kind of found ourselves there. And she sings I describe her songs as like pained whispers. Her songs are so quiet. And I remember I said to my girlfriend before I left for the show, I'm like, well, I want to check out a couple songs, but quiet shows at South by Southwest are always so boring. And so I'll like see a couple songs and then I'll run to the next one. And I was swept away by it. I found it so beautiful.
I stayed the whole set, which
is
rare
for
me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
her music is so, it's really special. And you know, she spoke a lot in between songs, and sometimes that can really drag a set down. But it actually lent a lot of emotional weight to her performance. But then across the rest of the day, I saw full sets by Andrew W.K., Frank Turner, just real incredibly rousing, joyful, just larger-than-life sound. And then this band from Australia called Gang of Youths. And the lead singer of Gang of Youths is maybe as ambitious a frontman as you will ever see in terms of desire to, like, blow the rafters off of the biggest arena in the world. He's this big, tall guy. You know, he looks like an athlete. And he's got this flowing mane of, like, perfect curly hair.
Nicer than yours.
Much nicer than mine. Much more nicer than mine has ever been. And I worried about his, like, him bruising his ribs from the number of times he would pound his chest as he's, like, standing astride the monitors, just like railing to the heavens. Their songs are so soaring, so grandiose, but it totally worked on me.
I'm picturing Celine Dion. I'm picturing Australian Celine Dion.
Just out there, just like, my heart will go on. But they have a song called What Can I Do If the Fire Goes Out? I'm probably misquoting. It's a long title. But it is the anthemiest anthem probably I've heard this year. And it closed their set with just ridiculous triumph. So good night, everybody.
I ended my night with an outrageous punk band from England called Idols.
Oh, yes, I saw them.
Super stage positivity in their words, but insane. In fact, the in terms of performance, two guitar players were on the bar at Latitude 30, spinning around while people were holding, they were wired guitars that were 50 feet from the stage, and people just carrying the wires while the mosh pit's going on, and the guitars are swinging around, and there are hanging glass lamps above the bar, and I bring you a piece of the glass that got shattered from the guitars when his neck whacked one of the nobody got hurt.
But you're holding it in your hand
out of his neck.
Is that red or is it blood?
It's a red piece of glass. Yeah, no blood.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was insane. And they were phenomenal.
I mean, you said positivity, but I think of them as kind of wired, angry grit.
It's not anger. It's all about love and honoring the working people. It's about sobriety and things like that. So it was incredible. incredible show.
The set I saw earlier today, that when they introduced themselves, the guy said, "We're Pale Waves." And I'm like, wow, this band I like has become a punchline. Because Pale Waves is this dream pop band, right, and they are the farthest thing from dream pop.
Good to see Robin.
Well, you know, first of all, a note about where my head has been this entire week, which is I have been in a very emotional and odd place all week long, because on the plane ride here, I watched Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, man. Oh.
And it is such an unbelievably beautiful, powerful, emotional movie. But there's this speech that a dad gives to his son at the end of the movie that is just extraordinary, and it's all about understanding your own mortality and the limits of your own mortality,
and feeling your feelings
and allowing yourself to be who you really are and be true to yourself, and also understanding the power and beauty of your youth. It has colored the lens through which I have seen every show or person here. Because I saw that, I felt that moment in that film, both as a parent, imagining having that conversation with my own child, but also
you would never do as good a job.
Not as good a job. Yeah, it's the conversation you wish every father on the planet could have.
Yep.
But also as someone who is now older, and my, you know, the power and beauty of your youth is, yep. And so being around so many young, energetic, imaginative, creative. Yeah. People is just, it's been very emotional for me,
and in a positive way.
Yeah. And so I'm getting emotional just thinking about it.
That's so sweet.
And we heard a lot from many rooms about relationship with a father, and
right,
and
so that's what made me think about it.
How she really could had lots of trouble with her father, wrote a song about it when she was 16 or 17, still sings this song, although has different feelings about her father now, and
so I thought of that moment when we were all watching her. Brianna Hunt is her name, and I've actually heard a number of musicians this time around who've paused to tell these very deeply personal stories about the power of music to heal them, themselves and others, and to unite, and how music has helped them to come to these epiphanies that they were searching for in their lives. And it's just been really, really powerful and beautiful. And maybe I'm a bit more subdued than other South by Southwest. That said, I will say...
It's two more nights.
Two more nights. I did have two holy moly moments today, and they were both with bands not only had I never heard of, I didn't intend to see, I just literally stumbled upon them.
That's awesome.
I went into one venue trying to see Shark Muffin, which I did end up seeing. Shark Muffin was wonderful. But ended up seeing this trio of young women from Brooklyn called Thick. And it is the perfect name for their music. It is this loud, gritty, grungy, gnarled rock. Not punk. It's like, it's more melodic and lots of harmonies. And they've got a great sense of humor. And it was just a holy crap moment for me. And I'm going to look them up. They've got several releases on Bandcamp to see. And then another holy moly moment was another band. I thought I was going to see Max, this rock band that I like, and it ended up being Max. As I'm watching them set up, I'm thinking, this isn't a group of women with guitars. This is like a DJ or something. And someone in the audience says, "Have you ever seen him?" I said, "No, I don't think I have." So his name is Max. I made a note that he's the second coming of Prince.
Whoa.
That guy,
right.
He came, he's wearing this, like, Prince crossed with, like, I don't know, Gallant, or... He comes out, he did a cartwheel out on stage, and he never stopped. He was wearing this sequin jacket, and he just had this incredible belting falsetto that just, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking of, but, you know, the kind of guy who the crowd was just going bonkers for. It was a really tight space, and everyone was jumping up and down, and I was completely sold. This guy... We got to get him in for a tiny desk. His real name is Maxwell George Schneider. He's from New York. And he says that he and his, the DJ, who also would come back, he'd come out in front of the table from time to time and sing, and he can sing really well too. They also go by Party Pupils. They did a cover of Miss Jackson by Outkast.
Oh,
that I heard was, a cover of Roses today.
That was just, oh, no kidding.
It's a day of Outkast.
That was
covers.
Just bonkers. And I saw a lot of other great things today, but those were my two holy moly moments.
Nice.
Talia Schlanger from World Cafe is here. You've been First, South by Southwest. Sorry. Her jaw is. She's just absorbing.
I am absorbing. I feel like I'm going to explode. I've absorbed so much, or leak, or something.
You went out to Willie Nelson's ranch, which is really different than all the.
It is. So I had the chance to go, and I had a whole bunch of bands that I was excited to see that I had never heard of before ever today, and I got the chance to go to Willie's Ranch, and I couldn't say no to that. So I went, and I did not discover anybody new that I'd never heard before, but I did see, I think, one of the sweetest music moments I have ever seen, which was we were standing, so Lucas Nelson is Willie's son, and he plays in this with this band Promise of the Real, and they're Neil Young's backing band, and he was up there on stage doing his thing, and we were standing next to his mom Annie, who's Willie Nelson's wife, and this woman has seen some stuff in her life, like to be Willie Nelson's wife and to be Lucas Nelson's mom, like she's, and Micah is their other son, who's really amazing, and she was just watching Lucas like anybody's mom would watch their kid. And it made me miss my, like, it was a really emotionally sweet moment. Like, she was just watching him. It was, like, the first time she had ever seen him do anything before. And she was just watching, like, the sweet, proud mom. And I turned to her afterwards because I had interviewed him recently for World Cafe. And when his set was over, I turned to her and I said, I just want you to know your son is such a sweetheart. Like, he's clearly such a sweet, good person. And she said, well, thank you so much. And I was like, okay, moms are moms, like dads are dads, right?
They are indeed.
Yeah, yeah. So that was really sweet, and that was really special. And then I ended off the night by watching a couple of shirtless dudes just scream their faces off a band called Shame that I know Bob loves, who's seen last year. And you know what? I didn't understand a single word that they said. I couldn't tell you what any one of their songs are about, but I did feel like I was seeing something that was frozen in time from another time and space and era. And they said something in their show that I really loved. Like, they were just ridiculous post-punk, shirts off, sweating, disgusting crowd surfing, standing on people's hands. Like, literally, he, like, started off a crowd surf by getting on people's shoulders with his legs, standing up in the air. But at the end of their show, right before the last song, he said, if you laugh with us or at us, it doesn't matter, just enjoy. And to see somebody so young from the UK in this, like, gritty, growdy, whatever, I don't know what words I'm making up, post-punk band, like have a moment of humility and just say, you might be laughing at us. Here you go. Have a good time. I thought it was really sweet.
That's really beautiful, because I saw the Fish Police today, and the Fish Police did a song called Japanese Girl. They're a bunch of Brits. And I really laughed hard when I heard the song. Didn't know anything about the group. And Steven said to me, did you know it's a band of autistic gentlemen? And I didn't know that. And then I felt a little kind of uncomfortable laughing at it. But then they were playing today, and I went to see them. And the fact that they want you to enjoy their difference and who they are. And, you know, one of the songs was all about cocoa butter. It was just an entire song about cocoa. Another one had this great line that basically said, I wish I had a cactus of my own. And he sang a song.
That can be true. That can happen.
And he could have a cactus. And he sang a song about a cactus. And it was just emotionally beautiful to enjoy his enjoying his difference and sharing it on a stage. And it was really, really beautiful.
And his point of view, it sounds like you're getting a window. Like, whenever you listen to music by anybody who makes it, you get a window into their world. Right. And if that's the window into his world, that sounds like a really beautiful thing.
Yeah. So, very touching day, I'd say.
And just beautiful
the
music.
The whole week has been.
Yeah.
The whole week. Even when you're dodging piles of barf and pee and everything
we had such a nice mood going.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm saying even in those moments it's worse, it's still been a really beautiful
And two more days nights.
Yeah,
ahead.
Yeah.
So
just
more beauty.
One more for me.
Oh. One more for you, but
then a sweet ride. Friday and then goodbye.
Good night all.
Good night.
Good night.
See you tomorrow.